FM Agriculture News.
I am Dane Bysine with your main agriculture stories. Hundreds of Northern Cape locust combat officers have gone unpaid for the past 90 days. Spokesperson for the Democratic Alliance, Reinhard Liebenberg, tells OFM News that locust combat officers, who are predominantly farmers, were employed by the National Department of Agriculture to eradicate any locust infestation following the locust outbreaks in September last year. She adds that these farmers, farm workers, and community members are paid by the National Agricultural Department through the Provincial District Office in Dar. However, no payment has been issued. This forces farmers to take out loans to acquire the necessary resources. It is a cause for concern, she adds.
But the problem is that the departmental, the R office, is stressed with personnel. There's very few personnel there working there. And there's quite a number of locust team members and workers. It's a couple of hundred of the people working to fight the locust infestation. And it seems that there's a hiccup. But for me, it's not feasible that you can let workers and people who cannot afford it wait for 3 months for their salary for work that they have done as contracted by the department.
OFM News is awaiting a response from the department. The Mahikeng Stock Theft Unit requests community members of the Northwest to assist them with locating the possible owner or owners of goats. Police spokesperson Adal Meiberg says that the goats were recovered at Nottingham on the Vergelier Bray gravel road by a farmer on Wednesday. She adds that 3 of the 9 goats were found dead and the remaining 6 were tied up. Meiberg adds that the police are not ruling out the possibility of linking the unclaimed goats with the alleged stock theft incident that resulted in the murder of 2 Maritsane police officers. And the port of Durban in KwaZulu-Natal is running short of space to store containers and plug points to keep containers cool, which will result in massive food wastage if not resolved urgently. Moneyweb says, according to a statement by the South African Meat Processors Association and the South African Association of Meat Importers and Exporters, there are currently 290 temperature-controlled reefer containers that require an urgent cold storage remedy, with more containers en route from international markets set to offload at the Durban port. The associations note that the recent riots and looting severely impacted key cold storage infrastructure in the province, compounded by the recent cybersecurity hack on Transnet's IT systems, which affected its operations and created major backlogs for both exports and imports at the port. Now that the Durban port has resumed operations, an urgent action plan by government is required to ensure imported perishable food containers are not rerouted to inland cold storage facilities, the association said. And these were your main agriculture stories. I am Dane Bysheim.
Read more on OFM.co.za and download the free OFM mobile or desktop app for notifications on breaking news stories. OFM News, in touch with your world.